Cereal consumption peaked in 1996. It has been declining ever since. Perhaps you know why if you are rushing off to work right now. Turns out cereal has, for many people, just become too time-consuming. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
That's right. This exhausting ritual, pouring cereal into a bowl, pouring the milk into the bowl, eating it, takes too much time.
Never push against how lazy we can be.
That's Harry Balzer. He's studied Americans' eating habits for his consumer research company, NPD, since 1980. He says more and more people are just grabbing something on the go. A piece of fruit, a granola bar, a fast food sandwich.
But we keep looking for what's the most convenient way to take care of that 12 minutes that we have to eat in the morning time. And that's what we have, is 12 minutes to eat in the morning time. What's the easiest way to do that? And in a bowl of cereal, you got to dirty a bowl. You got to dirty a spoon. You got to clean this stuff.
Which means cereal sales these days are not great. When you ask Jim Hiller, CEO of Hiller's Markets, what else people are grabbing for breakfast, he takes you over to the yogurt section. It's huge. It's like Danon and Yoplait had hundreds of other yogurt brand babies.
We have exotic yogurts. We have yogurts that are made from different types of milk. We have made that are lactose-free. We have goat yogurts. I mean, the range of diversity in this kind of portable breakfast or portable food is extraordinary.
It's not like cereal companies aren't noticing. One tactic they're using is to try to piggyback on the trends. You want yogurt? Fine, here's some yogurt with a little packet of Kellogg's Raisin Bran that you can mix in. Or, hey, look, cereal can be a healthy snack. Noelle Geoffroy is with Kellogg.
We've got Special K advertising on air that talks about kind of night cravings and what a great option our Special K chocolate collection is for an evening snack that you can feel good about.
General Mills is going with the trends, too. Most Chex brand cereals sport gluten-free in big letters on the box. There's a new high-protein Cheerios. The company's Jim Murphy says cereal clearly has to market itself better, but he's seen this before.
Whether you point back to when bagels first came on the scene or when Atkins diets first appeared, we have periods where, you know, people change their eating habits at breakfast.
And Murphy's an optimist. He says cereal may no longer be the most convenient breakfast food, but the cereal industry is still strong, and it will be there, poised to try to take advantage of the next big trend. Who knows? Maybe that one will be slowing down a little in the morning to appreciate the snap, crackle, and pop. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton.